This is A Crime of Reverence, written by Manfina, read by Mistborn Hero, a Star Wars Clone Wars podfic featuring Fox and rated for general audiences. It is tagged for gender issues, questioning, Fox needs a hug, Camino, trans Fox. Fox is baby, but hey, they'll get there eventually. Summary. While exploring the back hallways of Camino, Cadet Fox discovers a treasure. Camino was designed for efficiency. There was little color to be found in the clustered barracks and spacious training house where the Bode spent the majority of their time. When the Bode were still young and restless, their trainers channeled their excess energy into exercises that wore them out enough to drop into their bunks at night, already half asleep. Fox was good at training exercises. They were fun, usually, except for the new scenes with the guns and the hyper-realistic blood. Those ones were gross. Most training exercises were good, though. They were like games, and Fox was good at games. The Bode had a few different ones that they made up and passed along through the ranks. Mostly hand games that the trainers turned a blind eye to on the basis of them serving as hand-eye coordination exercises. A few daring Bode had even stolen playing cards or dice from the trainers. They were some of the most coveted contraband on the planet. And yet, there was little time or space for the Bode to play games on Camino. Their schedules were planned out to the minute, and any time they spent playing with their batchmates at night meant they would be tired the next day, and their training scores would suffer. Fox liked training. He liked getting high scores. Sometimes the trainers would give him a pat on the back if he did really well, and that felt nice, although a chill went down his spine whenever he felt Trainer Priest's eyes on him. When his batchmates spent their time after lights out, whispering and giggling at each other from their bunks, Fox turned the other way and pulled his blanket over his head, ignoring the noise until he dropped off to sleep. And when they eventually stopped poking him through the blanket and trying to get him to join their games, he curled up tighter and was grateful that he had learned to cry quietly almost as soon as he was decanted. It was lonely, he realized too late, without batchmates to pester him and keep him up late, even if his scores were higher than ever. They weren't mean to him, at least. If they were assigned in the same training rotation, they were perfectly polite to him. He was just like any other bud to them. Fox put on a brave face. He wasn't sure if he was supposed to feel relieved or disappointed when no one pointed it out. When they had rare hours of recreational time in the evenings, Fox took to avoiding his batch's room in the barracks, instead hunting the halls of Tipoca City, every time finding a new nook and cranny to hide out in or explore until he finally trudged back to his bunk. On one such occasion, Fox discovered a partially concealed latch at the end of the hall and scrambled his way up a maintenance shaft into a short, narrow corridor. Droids breezed past him in both directions through the corridor, only a few briefly pausing to beep and chirp at him before they carried on with their business. Fox kept to the side of the passageway, the low ceiling, forcing him to hunch slightly, even though he was still a couple years away from the growth spurt that would send him shooting up to full height. He followed the bustle of droids for a few turns, making a mental note of his path each time so that he could retrace his steps later. At the end of a long, uninterrupted stretch of hallway, the passageway finally opened up into a wide, echoey room, dimly lit in the flashing lights of partially occupied charging stations aligned in rows. For a moment, Fox stood still in the entranceway and stared in awe at the sight. The room was dirty. Nothing was dirty on Kamino for long. The mouse droids kept its gleaming white hulls shining and spotless, and the Kaminoans were ruthless about the body picking up after themselves. And yet, this room had more mouse droids than Fox had ever seen in one place, and they seemed unbothered by the dust collecting in the corners or the piles of debris scattered between the rows of charging stations. An SP droid beeped loudly from behind him and rammed impatiently into his shoulder as it sped past him. "Sorry," he called after it, quickly stepping into the room and out of the entranceway. Shaken from his stupor, Fox tentatively crept along a row of charging stations. There was a tall set of doors at the other end of the room, but piles of clutter had collected in front of them. The droids bustling their way by all entered and exited using the tunnel that Fox had crawled from, or another similar passageway on the opposite wall. Other droids loitered at the charging stations or between rows, some visibly broken or being pushed along under treads by their companions. Fox peered down at the debris beneath his feet as he explored the room, a mound of clothing that had taken over one corner of the room, a stack of torn and light-stained blue cadet uniforms making up most of the pile, with a few slips of Kaminoan garments peeking out of the mix. Computer and electronic components were collected in tidy piles besides the charging stations. A gleam caught Fox's eye from such a pile, and he approached for a closer look, only to back away quickly when the droid occupying the station adjacent to it beeped its displeasure and shooed him away. Fox poked around a few of the trash piles set apart from the charging stations, looking for nothing in particular when a splash of color caught his eye beneath a clump of tangled wires. He shifted the pile to the side and winced when the adjustment sent the side of the heap tumbling in a miniature landslide. A few droids nearby shot him their best equivalent of dirty looks, and Fox ducked his head sheepishly. There, uncovered by the debris, was a small object covered in tattered fabric. Fox gently tugged it free from the stack and examined it closer. It was a humanoid figure, its skin tone a bit lighter than Fox's, but with similar short cropped haircut. It looked a little like Prime, he thought. At least, the angry sneer on its face did. The object was all hard plastic except for its outer wrapping, which looked like the same fabric as Fox's cadet uniform. It was messily stitched around the plastic figure into a shape resembling a makeshift dress, the edges fraying and fabric worn clean through in one spot. The blue fabric was colored a bit towards the bottom, with a few stars painstakingly traced out in the black ink. Someone had loved this once, Fox realized. Someone, a bod just like him, had gotten the doll Prime knew where, had torn their uniform, managed to stitch it into a dress, decorated it. The doll had a tough look about it, One of its hands was clenched tight around a little plastic knife, and its arms and legs were thick and muscular, and yet the fabric wrapped around it soft and worn. Fox ran his fingertips back and forth over its surface. He thought it might be nice to wear a dress like this. It was soft, pretty. He wondered what it would be like to move around and fight in a flowy skirt, like he had seen some of the trainers wearing while off shift. A clatter sounded from a few rows away, and Fox startled. With a jolt, he realized that he had lost track of the time and had no idea how long he had spent exploring the spacious room. He stood and turned to leave, and then looked down at the doll still in his grasp. He should leave it here, he knew. Nothing could be hidden from the Kaminoans forever, and he didn't know what the punishment would be for keeping a useless toy like this around. He wasn't sure that he wanted to find out. But he didn't want to leave it. He wanted to keep it, to stash it under his blankets and hold it whenever he was hiding from the world. With a whir, a droid buzzed over to Fox and hovered in front of him. The Randy droid looked a bit worse for wear, one of its arms dangling from a few straining wires, and the antenna on its head bent and broken. It drifted closer, and Fox backed away, wary of intruding in the droid's home. Randy just accelerated and chirped cheerfully at him. Its glowing green eyes peered down at the doll still clutched in Fox's hand. "Oh, is this yours?" Fox asked, holding the doll out to the droid. Randy beeped flatly. With its good arm, it took Fox's hand and curled his fingers tighter around the doll. It pinked happily and bounced in the air before flitting off elsewhere in the room. "Huh." Fox looked down at the doll again. He could probably smuggle it back into the barracks without raising any questions, if he held it under his shirt and maintained his usual ramrod straight posture. One of the perks of being known for his dedication to training was that no one looked closely at him or expected him to break the rules. Decision made, Fox tucked the doll under his shirt, its arms hooked on the waistband of his pants to keep it secure. He checked his reflection in one of the shiny metal surfaces on his way back to the droid's tunnel system and adjusted his arm until it hid the slight lump completely from view. Back at the entrance to the room, Fox turned and took one last look around. It was inviting, despite all the clamor of the droids passing in and out and beeping at each other. They seemed comfortable here, as much as faceless droids could be. The droids that were damaged seemed to be occupying themselves by performing maintenance on each other, or organizing their little piles of scrap, or resting in their charging stations. Fox thought of the stark white of the cadets' barracks, the heavy aura of fear and pain that never seemed to fade from the medbay. The body who had been taken to the Kaminoans for one defect or another, and who never returned. He wished they could have a room just like this, safe and warm and entirely theirs. There was no way it would work on Kamino, though. If that many body went missing, it would raise immediate questions. They wouldn't be able to stay hidden for long. Fox turned from the room and began to make his way back to his quarters, a secret hidden under his shirt and a spark of longing in the back of his mind. When he was back in his bunk later that night, he would be able to hold the doll in his hands again, feel the soft fabric between his fingers, and pretend that he was somewhere happier, wearing something pretty and flowy, just like her. Maybe when he was older and away from the oppressive atmosphere of Camino, he would be able to find out what it felt like. The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for ITPE 2023 as a treat for Flower Parish. I hope you liked. I know Fox is one of your favorites, and also Trans Fox. Well, baby Trans Fox, he still doesn't know much about it, which is understandable because, you know, in Camino, you're probably either like Prime or a trainer, and it's like they would have a lot of fun. I don't know. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed. I did peek at the comment section of the pic while I was just after I was done choosing. And I was like, oh yeah, you probably left a comment in there. And there it was, Flower Parish saying that you liked the fic. So hopefully you like my podfic of it. Even though I always feel weird whenever I podfic something that has no dialogue. Because, I don't know, I like dialogue. It feels like it breaks up the monotony of narration. But I did like this fic. It was nice and soft, and I hope Fox gets to grow up in this universe and find out what he likes and then not have it ruined by the Order 66 and he just retires from the Galactic Senate Guard and is happy forever. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and please remember to drink some water today.